We now project the Republicans in the next Congress will be the majority.
We're going to see some blue dogs picked off tonight, but you're not having the same purification process happen on the left as you are on the right.
It's a purge.
When I take away how we began the night to where we are now, there is a bloodbath going on right out here.
Come on, the American people have spoken loud and clear tonight, and they've said, you've not listened, Washington.
The ballots are counted, and a whole new brand of hope and change is coming to Washington, D.C. But forget about what you're hearing on the cable yak shows. This election is no big deal for at least three reasons. We're still on the fast track to the poorhouse. The Republicans talk a good game about smaller government, but under their own much ballyhooed pledge to America, the GOP pledges only to spend virtually the same amount of money as the Democrats. Nobody but nobody is willing to talk about foreign policy and ending the warfare state. Barack Obama is following George Bush's painfully slow exit plan from Iraq, and he's tripled down in Afghanistan. And the only folks more into increasing defense spending are the new arrivals in Congress. When it comes to social issues, nobody's worse than liberals, except for conservatives. Obama and the Democrats have spent more time hectoring us to eat our vegetables than they have repealing Don't Ask, Don't Tell, pushing immigration reform, or ending drug prohibition. But don't look for the new crew in town to push for increased personal autonomy or social tolerance anytime soon. But let's look on the bright side. We don't have to go through this for another 2 years. For Reason TV, I'm Nick Gillespie.